Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Feet First. It's brought to you by the Foot and Ankle Centers in Yorkville and Morris, featuring Dr. Thomas Rappett and Dr. Paul Bishop. Again, the Foot and Ankle Center is located in Yorkville and Morris and can also be found online at footandanklecenters.com. Don't forget, they also offer physical therapy and the MedFoot Spa too. Go to footandanklecenters.com online to learn more. And we're joined by Dr. Paul Bishop on the phone line today. Dr. Bishop, how are we doing today?
Doing great. How are you this morning?
We're doing fine. Thank you very much. Today's topic, we're going to talk about bunions again, but we're going to talk about a different type of surgery for them. So let's recap again for folks who don't know what a bunion is, how it develops, and how it can complicate people's lives on their feet. What a bunion is?
Well, most people look at a bunion and they see a big bump by their big toe and they think it's a growth of bone. But actually what it is it's a longer bone called the first metatarsal that actually moves out of position because of an angulated or an unstable joint near the arch of the foot. And so as that bone starts to move, you know, towards your arch side, it can get quite a bit larger and rub up against shoes. It can cause irritation to nerves and blood vessels around the joint. They can lead to arthritic changes. And in some cases, the toe can actually dislocate or actually overlap the second and third toes when they're really severe.
Okay. So there have been various types of surgeries in the past. We're going to talk about one that I guess is a fairly new one, or at least it's the one that you like using. It's called Lapalock. Now, we talked about Lapiplasty, I think, on a previous episode. So what is Lapalock and how does it differ from the other type?
Well, most what are called Lapidus surgeries, where a lot of these names come from, is the fusion of that unstable joint in the middle of the foot. The advantages of Lapalock over some of the other systems is that it allows us to correct the bone position and have sort of complete control over the deformity in three or four different directions with a single instrument. Very much like a carpenter will use a jig or a miter box or something to make very, very precise cuts that are repeatable over and over. Mm-hmm. That's what the Lapalock system does. We've developed a jig with a group called Fusion Orthopedics that are out in Arizona. And this jig allows us to apply it to a bunion deformity sort of no matter how big or how small it is and get the same repeatable result, which is really important, especially when you're following up on surgery. You want to make sure that you can do the same procedures very precisely, very repeatedly, and get good expected outcomes over time. And when you compare it with some of the other systems out there, there have been some issues with the way things are positioned or instrumentation failures or fractures or things that have been happening. So this newer system helps to alleviate some of those potential complications.
Interesting. Have you had any input yourself on this Lapalock bunion surgery? I know a lot of times doctors of all different backgrounds get together, they have conferences and they talk about things and they share things. And sometimes a lot of the new technologies that come along or new concepts or theories or ideas get shared among you. So have you had any input to this type of surgery?
Very much. Actually, one of the other really popular systems on the market, I was actually one of the original 8 design surgeons. And from there, we've kind of grown with some different companies, and I actually teach other surgeons how to do these procedures, and same with Dr. Rappett. We help develop the instrumentation. We do different iterations. We teach laboratories, teach other physicians, then occasionally we'll work with the company engineers directly to help design or remove certain little flaws or things that could potentially be issues with the instrumentation. It's actually really rewarding. The only downside is that, unfortunately, with the way medicine is, you can't get paid for it, but It's one of those things that really is one of those for the public good things, and it does help, you know, forward the science of bunion surgery, and it's really come a long way in the past 10 or 12 years. There's been just sort of these quantum leaps in new technology and new instrumentation to help fix bunionectomies.
What's some of the feedback you've gotten from some of your patients or that you've heard from other of your peers from their patients also?
Well, the biggest thing is that we're getting people up moving a lot faster. The traditional Lapidus procedure that was developed out on the West Coast years ago, the way that these were fixed and done, sometimes people couldn't walk for 2, 3, or 4 months while they were waiting for bone to start healing. With some of the new ways that the incisions are smaller, we're doing them on an outpatient basis, so you're in and out the same morning. And in most cases, we have people weight-bearing within the first 10 to 14 days versus 12 to 16 weeks. So the recoveries are much faster. People are more active through their recovery. They start rehabbing faster and they're back into shoes much quicker.
The chances of reoccurrence of the bunion coming back, very, very low to nil, I hope?
Well, when you compare it with some of the older ways that we did bunions, what we call a 2D bunion, the rate at which the toe can kind of move back out of position approaches about 70 to 78% in some literature studies. The more current literature on Lapidus or Lapilock type procedures, the recurrence rate is somewhere right around 3 to 4%. So pretty significant changes in recurrence rate and reducing the number of surgeries later on.
Certainly, that's encouraging news. Leaps and bounds in how they've come along here on traditional to the current methods here, bunion surgery. Dr. Bishop, we appreciate all this information. And of course, if people want to get more information, maybe they've had a bunion problem, never had this procedure done, they can call the foot and ankle centers and talk to you or Dr. Rapet, I suppose, right?
Absolutely. And really the biggest step in this is getting an evaluation to make sure you're even the right sort of patient for that procedure. There still is about anywhere from around 11 to about 20% of patients that this may not be the right procedure for, whether it's the type of bunion they have, the amount of arthritis in the joint, the amount of angles sort of in their deformity. So best thing is just to get in, take a look with myself or Dr. Rapet or a good qualified foot and ankle surgeon that does the procedures regularly and have a good assessment done and then go from there.
That's right. A good consultation and assessment first and then go from there. So, hey, Dr. Bishop, thank you so much for all this information about the Lapilock bunion surgery, and we'll see you down the road, okay?
Can't wait to talk to you again soon. Thanks.
All right, you're welcome. And you've been listening to Feet First with Dr. Paul Bishop and, of course, Dr. Thomas Rapet with the Foot and Ankle Centers in Yorkville and Morris. They specialize in the treatment of the foot and ankle, and they also offer physical therapy in the MedFoot Spa, too. So just visit them online at footandanklecenters.com to get more information. That's footandanklecenters.com. See you back next time for another edition of Feet First.